This is BBC Radio Nottingham on VHF 94.8 and Rediffusion Channel C. And the chimes of Little John, Nottingham's city clock, signal the fact that Radio Nottingham is officially on the air.
And now, the first edition of Nottingham Newsreel. And first, the local news read by Tony Church. A Nottinghamshire power giant gets underway.
I think it was a strange mixture of the feeling that Marconi must have had when he first got the signal across the Atlantic. The very fact that there was this strange mast sticking up in Colwick Woods that was actually radiating all this, I think we found quite a novelty. So there was that sort of technical surprise of it, ridiculous as that was in the 60s.
And who more appropriate at the opening of what is your local radio station than Councillor A.F. Roberts, the Right Worshipful the Lord Mayor of Nottingham. My Lord Mayor, I wonder if you'd like to tell our listeners why you think Radio Nottingham's a good idea.
I well remember, and with affection, some 40 years ago, Nottingham's first own radio station was 5NG.
This is 5NG calling. 5NG calling.
That was in the days of Uncle Laurie and Auntie Ruby. Well, now the wheel has turned full circle, and here we are again with our own broadcasting station. It's therefore a great pleasure to me, as Lord Mayor of Nottingham, to have the opportunity of taking part in tonight's important occasion of the opening of Radio Nottingham. I know my council welcomes the coming of local radio to the city, and I'm sure will do everything it can as a local authority to encourage and stimulate the interest and development of the service.
I wish Nottingham Hometown Radio Station every success, and its success will help to determine the whole development of local radio in this country. Our only instruction to Radio Nottingham are that the programmes must always be lively, never dull, and must above all be tailor-made for Nottingham.
Well, I felt elated because the battle had been won, or at least half won, although it was still called an experiment, a word I refused absolutely to use at any time. I said we were pioneer stations, and it was a joyful feeling at first. We didn't altogether realise the problems that were going to hit us when we came to actual operational terms.
Radio Nottingham!
My name's Dave Wilkinson, and right now it's time for Town Crier.
We were certainly looked on as mavericks by a lot of people in London, and some people outside too, because they couldn't believe, they couldn't see what the purpose of the thing was.
And we open Town Crier this morning, as usual, with a reading from the station diary. At 7:15 this evening, there's a meeting of the Players' Chess Club in the Pavilion at Players' Recreation Ground. There's also a solo drive at the YMCA in Shakespeare Street.
Hello again.
Hello there, and welcome to another Wednesday Ringin' and Rabbit session, the programme in which you can join by picking up your telephone and dialing 47643, that's the number to ring to air your views, put your questions or whatever to the studio panel. 47643.
95.4 VHF and Rediffusion Channel C.
That was Rod Stewart and Maggie May, and what nice music it was. This music, I like it myself, but on the other hand, it does mean an end of another Monday's Melody Line, which is rather sad, really, but never mind.
And here is Jerbu Ain Buku. Darling, Juva Ains Buku. No, darling, Juva... What is it in English, Tom?
Oh, dear. Really, Squig, I'm surprised you're speaking at all. Well, you are. Anyway, and what have you found for us today? What's in the brand, Tom?
Do
You're tuned to Radio Nottingham, 94.8 VHF and Rediffusion Channel C.
Right, the weather situation. Over live to Watnall Weather Centre, where John Atkins is waiting for us.
Hello, John.
Hello, Keith.
Well, it's been a pretty wet morning early on, but it's cheered up quite a lot.
And within seconds, in fact, we had a telephone call. It's quite fantastic just how quickly some people managed to ring in. And I'm going to talk to the person who rang in right now. And what is your name?
Colin Sampson.
Well, well, well. And the telephone is going again, so without further ado, I'll pick it up and see who's on the line this time. Hello?
It's 12:45. This is John Hobson with the full Radio Nottingham news.
I actually tried to get a job officially with BBC Radio Nottingham before the station opened. There was an advertisement in the local paper with all the jobs that had to be filled on the local radio station, and I applied, and I got the fastest rejection note I should think the BBC ever sent out, because, of course, I had no educational qualifications and no other qualifications that would interest the BBC. So I was rejected at the very beginning, but I wasn't deflated. And I listened to the broadcasts that were made before officially Radio Nottingham was on the air. And I was big-headed enough to think, well, I could do as well as that. Hello there. Dennis McCarthy here with the first of our new series of dog programmes in which we take the lead.
Radio Nottingham News with Louise Barrett. Thousands of mourners are gathering in Nottingham to pay their last respects to the BBC broadcaster Dennis McCarthy. His funeral takes place today at St Barnabas Cathedral on Derby Road, and the police are closing roads in the city to allow the horse-drawn hearse to make its way there.
Good morning, Graham Percy here with Ring for Service.
This is BBC Radio Nottingham, broadcasting on 197 metres medium wave, 95.4 VHF and Rediffusion Channel C.
The 28th of July 1977 was an important day for the people of Nottinghamshire. It was the day when Her Majesty the Queen and His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh...
Extravaganza 2, though, with Trevor on Tuesday night as normal, 7.30 until 9 o'clock. In fact, I think it's 9.15 because there's football on Tuesday night, a certain... top local team are playing, and as I say, don't forget the new time next week. You can have an extra 55 minutes in bed, or you can even visit.
Get your station for opinions and views. Get your station for music and news. Radio Nottingham's here for
John Barsby at the Radio Nottingham News desk. And now the chemist rota in Arnold and Woodthorpe. It will be the Corson Pharmacy at 102 Nottingham Road, open from 11 until 12.
Might well be back in a year. Watch this space. I'm off to Stoke for a year to do their breakfast show there. Andrew David taking over on Monday for a while. Thank you very much.
Radio Nottingham.
It's 6 o'clock. Welcome to an evening of fireworks and lasers from the East Midlands Electricity Board and the county's favourite radio station.
Radio Nottingham.
Young lady came up to me, she said she didn't want to go on the air, but she said, could you ask Brian Clough if he's going to do anything about the ladies' toilets at the Colwick Road end?
I'm not quite sure.
Briefly, a couple of points here. You've got a bit of a record of this sort of thing, haven't you? When you were 16, you were convicted of arson. You set fire to two greenhouses.
The idea that has any relationship with what has been going on in Nottingham or in other cities...
I'm just thinking you might have an empathy with a 16-year-old mind that has a desire to burn things.
Of course I don't have empathy.
Regis is finished, it's there. Regis gets the third. Notts now surely are destined for Division One.
To commemorate 40 years with the BBC, 30th of January 1969 to the 13th of January 2009, John Holmes, oh.
John Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, he's got his own chair. Can he get up? He can't get up now, he's stuck.
And then stand it somewhere where the sun is not going to shine.
Yeah, so...
It's almost 7 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 28th of November, and this is BBC Radio Nottingham's One Big Night Out.
I think we're nearer to our audience, we're nearer to our listeners than anyone else. We're ever so near to them. Ever so near.